大家知道那个为什么很多人都用平安来问候
？You know why people greet one another with the word shalom？
有一个原因，有一个由来的。
So, there's one reason and there's one trace to some kind of historic origin。
有没有人知道呢
？Do you know where this greeting come from？
啊，因为主复活以后向他的门徒显现，第一句话就说愿你们平安。
So when Jesus was resurrected, the first word he uttered to his disciple is may peace be with you.
所以大家就跟着主就说平安。
So therefore we developed the habit throughout the centuries saying may peace be with you.
但是主为什么会用平安来问候大家呢
？But have you ever asked the question that why Jesus used peace as a way to greet his disciple？
有没有人知道为什么
？Do you know why？
因为那个时候聚会是很不平安的一件事。
So because at that time the Christians are under persecution.Together, together is very unpeaceful thing.
犹太教的领袖跟罗马政权都是反对基督的。
And the leader, the religious leader of the Jewish people and the Roman empires are really run against Christianity.
他们不相信耶稣会复活，他们说耶稣会复活的人都抓起来。
So they refused to accept the reality that Jesus had resurrected and also come so far that they persecute and seize all those who claim that Jesus was alive.
但是耶稣实在是复活了，而且他的门徒都看见了。
But the fact of the matter is Jesus was indeed resurrected and his disciple witnesses.
但是他们怕犹太的宗教领袖还有罗马的政权，所以他们偷偷摸摸的聚会。
But they afraid the government and afraid the religious leaders, therefore they meet with one another in secret.
有一天，他们把门窗都关起来，在一个房间里面聚会的时候。
So one day when they get together and close the windows and the doors,
耶稣没有叫他们开门，就进到他们中间。
And all of a sudden.With the door shut and the window shut, Jesus appeared in front of them.
说愿你们平安。
May peace be with you.
你说他们的心多么的喜乐。
So how joyful the disciples were when they heard Jesus' greeting.
所以主在他复活之前，他就教导门徒说。
So before his resurrection, Jesus taught his disciples.
我要赐给你们喜乐。
And I will give you the peace.
这个喜乐而且是满足的喜乐。
So this peace will satisfy you, will overflow from you.
这个满足就是没有缺欠，是整个完满的，是可以溢出来的，就像刚才卢弟兄翻译的，是 overflow 的。
So this overflowing joy pouring out from your heart,Without limit.
而且主还加上一句
And then Jesus continued to say,
说我赐的喜乐是没有人能夺去的
And the joy that I give it to you and no one can snatch from it.
所以主耶稣是要我们喜乐的
So therefore our Lord wants us to be joyful.
在我每次参加聚会尤其是到这里来的时候，我心里面特别喜乐。
So every time when I meet with other Christians, my heart feels the joy, especially when I come to the house of the Christ's love.
因为我知道，我们奉主的名在这里唱诗、祷告、敬拜他的时候，他的心就喜乐了。
Because as we praise Him and as we fellowship with one another, our Lord's heart feels the joy also.
当主的心满足喜乐的时候，我的心就满足喜乐。
So when our Lord is joyful, and naturally our hearts will be joyful too.
我相信每一位在座的弟兄姐妹，你们的心也充满了主所赐的喜乐。
And I believe all the brothers and sisters who come here today will fill with the joy from Christ.
但是这个世界并不是一个喜乐的世界。
Unfortunately, this world is not a joyful world.
而且越来越多不喜乐的事情发生了。
So many unjoyful things, many sadness will take place.
这是圣经早就告诉我们的。
Actually, the scripture has long predicted this would happen.
我们已经经过好几次前所未有的风灾和大雪。
So if the members serve us right, we already experienced many storms and many hurricanes and earthquakes.
刚刚不久之前，在中国也有前所未有的大雪。
So not long ago, even in our motherland China, they have an unprecedented huge snowstorm.
这些大的前所未有的灾难都告诉我们主快要再来了。
This calamity point to the sign that our Lord Jesus is coming soon.
在圣经里面说到主再来这件事，跟说到主第一次来是八比一之比。
So there's a great proportion talk about Jesus' second coming comparing with Jesus' first coming, and the ratio is 8 to 1.
所以圣经要我们特别注意主再来这件事。
And this is why the scripture warn us and teach us to be very thoughtful about his second coming.
圣经啊、这个在这个马太福音第24章32到33这两节圣经怎么说呢
？So if you read Matthew chapter 24 and especially verse the last two verses,
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样。你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子进了，正在门口了。
And the Bible says, from the fig tree you can learn the lesson. If you see the twigs getting tender, and the leaves are coming out from the twigs, and you know that the Lord is coming at hand.
这世界有很多事情发生，就告诉我们主再来的日子近了。
So if you look around, there's so many things happening in this world which point to the fact that our Lord Jesus is coming soon.
然后圣经又告诉我们，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
So therefore, the Bible teaches us not to be like those who are asleep, but be careful and alert and self-control.
那么有在马太福音3章12节那里这样说，他说他这个他就是主耶稣，手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
And in Matthew chapter 3 verse 2 it describes a very interesting picture. Jesus hand is holding the winnow fork and try to clear the threshing floor. And then it divided the wheat and the chaff together.
我相信在座有许多的人不知道什么是簸箕，什么是扬进他的场。
So maybe many of you do not know what does the winnowing fork mean and what does it mean by cleaning up the threshing floor.
有没有不知道的？
Do you know what this mean?
扬进他的场是什么意思？
What does it mean by cleaning up the threshing floor?
不知道的请举手。啊，好，请放下。现代的人大概都不知道了。
So the modern man probably don't have any idea what does it mean?
在2000年前耶稣那个时代，那个地方跟我们中国的农业社会是很相似的。
So 2,000 years ago in Jesus' society, and very much like our Chinese society maybe 30 years ago.
他们农人把麦子或者稻米种出来之后，
and the farmer when they harvest the wheat or the rice.
我们中国人把那个还没有把壳子剥掉的米叫做谷，对不对？
So we Chinese call those
英文很难讲，英文没有那个
shelled rice。
所以呢，要把那个谷的壳子剥掉，怎么剥
？So what you have to do is to get rid of the shell of the rice。
怎么剥呢？就是
how do you do that？
每一个农民的门口都有一个平的硬的场地。
So all the farmer has a hard floor court in front of their house。
种米的就把稻子把谷子放在那个场上，种麦子就把麦子放在场上。
So the farmer will put the wheat or the rice on the floor.
然后用一个石头滚子去压。
And then use a heavy stone to roll over it.
压过以后，那个壳子跟里面的米就会分开了。
So after the pressing of the stone.Then the shell will separate it from the rice.
农人呢就把那个稻压过的壳子脱掉的谷放在簸箕里面。簸箕你们知道是什么吧？
So the farmer will separate from the wheat, the kernel, and the chaff.
簸箕是一个大的圆的用竹子编的一个盛东西的一个容器，很浅的。
No, how do the farmer separate the wheat, the kernel, and the chaff. They use a very primitive machine, and which is like a barrel with a big wheel.
那是其次，那是风车。簸箕是还没有进步到风车，他把那个稻米或者压过的那个麦子放在簸箕上，这样往上扬，这样抖起来。
Actually.What I describe is more advanced than the winnowing fork, because they put all the things, the mixture together, and they just shake it, so in order that the chaff may be blown away.
这样抖起来、扬起来，那个风啊，就把轻的那个壳子吹掉。
So、
那个、
as they keep shaking the mixture,
那个
the light chaff will be blown away by the wind.
里面去了壳的米或者是麦子比较重。就会掉下来，掉在簸箕里面。
Then the kernels, whether it's a rice or wheat, which is heavier, will drop into a container.
那么后来就发明了风车，风车的原理是一样的。他把稻米放在风车里面，经过风吹，然后重的就接起来。
And then later on, they invent a machine which is like a circular box and with a fan on the side.
是这段圣经就告诉我们说，主再来的时候，他把所有的人都要把他分辨出来。
And the scripture tells us when he come again, he will separate mankind into two categories.
那么这些分辨之前的谷子或者麦子，你是不容易看出来它里面是有没有那个肉，有没有谷，有没有米或者有没有麦子。
So before the kernels.And the shafts are separated, and no one can tell for sure what they are.
所以马太福音第七章二十一节那里，主又说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。”
So therefore, in the book of Matthew, and Jesus further warned his disciples that not are all those who say Lord, Lord can enter into the kingdom of God. Only those who follow my will.
这个称呼主主啊主啊的人，就是表示在教会里面，在基督教圈子里面很活跃的人。
So those who shout out loud, Lord, Lord, are the activists within the church.
那么这些人不是能够都进天国的。
Now Jesus said, not all of them is qualified.To enter into the kingdom of God.
主再来的时候，就是要把这两种人分开。
So when Jesus come again, the great mission he will going to carry out is to separate them.
大家都知道 Rick Warren 这个牧师。
So you know that you have heard of Rick Warren.
啊，他也说，今日有的教会打着基督教的旗号来做很多耶稣也会反对的事情，这是假。
So he said that today's church, there are many people waving the banner of Christianity, and yet they do something that are in counter with Jesus' will.
这些假基督教信仰，欺哄人的基督教，伪装的基督教，我们。
These are the counterfeit Christianity, false church.
他说我们要来把它分开，要把它分辨出来，在主来之前好我们知道怎么做。
And the Lord will make distinction between the authentic church and the counterfeit church.
他说我们应该回到使徒时代最初教会的模式，找回真正耶稣基督跟随者的意义。
And Pastor Rick Warren said we have to go back to theApostolic First Church and then study the real meaning of authentic discipleship.
所以我今天要讲的主题是耶稣的真门徒。
So this is why the theme of the sermon is what is an authentic disciple all about?
真门徒是什么意思呢？
Now what does it mean by a true disciple of our Lord Jesus?
就是按照最初教会的模式真正耶稣的跟随者。
That is the follower of Jesus follow exactly the pattern of the first church.
跟那些外表就像那个骨的外壳，它有外表没有内在没有实质的不同。
And just like something with only an empty shell but without substance inside.
这是非常严肃也是非常严重也是非常重要的一件事。
So this is a very serious and issue in our church.
因为这个Rick Warren 牧师他见过许多的教会许多的基督徒。
And now Rick Warren is a very experienced pastor. He has seen so many churches.
我在纽约也服侍五六个华人教会，在中国我每年都去，也看了很多。
I serve five or six churches in New York City, and I also going to China to be a short-term missionary.
我看到
every year
也是有这种现象，我们需要警觉，需要回到当初使徒时代的。教会的模式。
And I also discover I have seen such phenomenon we ought to go back to the apostolic first church to be true disciple of Jesus Christ.
那么我们依照什么来定准说真的跟假的呢？
So based on what criteria we should make distinction of what does it mean by false church and what does it mean by authentic church?
主耶稣口说的是最准，是最不需要不会有疑问的。
So the most undoubtful way to make this distinction is to quote what Jesus personally said to us.
在圣经里面，这里有几处圣经是说耶稣亲口说的。
So I'm going to quote several.Verses which are spoken directly from the mouth of our Lord.
啊，约翰福音八章三十一节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说，这是耶稣亲口说的。你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。
So Jesus said to the Jews who claimed to believe in Jesus, but Jesus said, "If you are the true disciple of me, you have to abide in my words."
啊。这个英文比我们中文翻译的好，我们说遵守，但是英文是 abide in。
So in Chinese we call obey God's words, but in the English Bible we said abide in his words, that means remain in his words with constancy。
啊，一个是做，一个是事，啊，就是
So we're making distinction of what we do and what is our being。
啊，这个原文我不懂原文，不过我是参考资料找出来的。 原文这一句话说常常遵守我的道是应该翻译成恒常住在我的话里面。
So in the English Bible, when we said you abide in my word, that means you have to remain constantly, continuously in my word.
啊，那么主耶稣在另外圣经里面说，在第六章六十三节说啊，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus further qualified what does his word mean, and he says, "My word is the spirit, my word is the life."
所以常常遵守我的道，也就是常常住在我的生命里面。
So when he said you are abiding or remain constantly in the word of God, that means you remain in my life.
所以我们要是一个生命住在耶稣生命里面的，就是跟耶稣的生命有所连接的人。
So our being is the one who continues make connection with the word of God.
啊，我们的生命要跟主的生命连在一起，就是我们住在他里面的意思。
And our life and Jesus resurrected life must connect together.And this is exactly what it means by abiding in His word.
这是真门徒的第一点，常常遵守主的道。
And this is the first sign of what it means by an authentic discipleship.
主耶稣说的第二点是背着自己的十字架跟从我。
And secondly, Jesus said, if you want to be a true disciple of me, you have to bear your own cross, then follow me.
主耶稣在路加福音二十六节那边说，人若到我这里来，若不爱我过于爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And then he further explained what does it mean by bearing your cross. That means you have to love Lord more thanYou love your parents, your wife, your children, your brothers and sisters, and yes, even your own life.
然后第二十十四章二十七节说，若不背着十字架跟从我，就也不能做我的门徒。
So it say it in a negative way that if you don't bear your cross and follow me, then you are not qualified to be my disciple.
然后三十三节说，若不撇下一切所有的。就不能做我的。
And then Jesus want to make it absolutely clear that you have to renounce all you have before you even follow me.
把它集中起来来解释，就是背着十字架的意思。
So if we put all these verses together, we come to the conclusion that what does a true discipleship mean? That means you bear your cross and follow Jesus.
主耶稣在上十字架之前，他做了一个祷告，他祷告了三次。
So before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed three times.
求神，就是他的父，把这个苦杯挪去。
He prayed that the Heavenly Father may take away this cup of bitterness.
最后他说了一句话，说不要照我的意思。
But later on, he said,Do not follow my way, but your will.
乃是要照你的意思。
And follow my heavenly Father's way.
背着十字架跟从主，就是把所有自己一切，包括性命在内，都放下。
So what does it mean by carry your own cross? That means you have to renounce everything that belongs to this world, including your life.
让主神的旨意实现在我们的身上。
So that God's will can realize through your life.
这是第二点。
So this is the second point.
第三点呢，是以基督的爱来彼此相爱。
So thirdly, we ought to love one another with the love as Jesus loved us.
有一段圣经说，我赐给你们一条新命令，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
And I believe in the Last Supper, Jesus said, I now give you a new commandment, And you ought to love one another just as my heavenly Father loved me.
然后他又说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And Jesus continued, if you love one another, then when people see you, then they will recognize that you are the disciple of Jesus.
所以第三点就是彼此相爱，证明我们是主的门徒。
So if you love one another, it is a verification to the fact that we are the disciple of Jesus.
我们说彼此相爱，现在在社会上，尤其是60年代，很多人也在高唱彼此相爱。
So in today's society, especially during the 60s, and they also claim they love one another.
那个时候是嬉皮最流行的时候。
And those are the time when the hippies become very common.
他说人只要大家都彼此相爱，其他的都不管，这个世界就会和平了。
So they claim that everybody just merely love one another and there will be peace on this world.
结果是爱泛滥。
So it turns out become a promiscuity and then a love without the boundary of truth.
啊，其实那个不是爱，是人欲横流。
So those are not love at all, those are lust.
所以这里主告诉我们，你们要像我这样来彼此相爱。
So this is why Jesus make it clear that you love one another just like I love you and the Father loved me.
那么主的爱是怎么样的爱呢？
So then the next question is, what is Jesus' love?
它是超越我们所能够想象的爱。
So Jesus' love is transcend our comprehension.
它是无条件的。
And it's an unconditional love.
我们爱都有条件的。
So the human love has conditions.
这个女孩年轻，漂亮，个性好，我爱她。
So a young man love a young lady because she's pretty and she is young.
啊，这个男孩子长得个子又高，体魄又好，啊，就是像玉树临风，所以我爱她。
So the lady loved this young man because he's tall, he's handsome, and he stood just like a jade tree.
啊，都有一些条件，当这些条件改了。
So,there's a condition behind all this love. And when this condition change,
结婚了，生了孩子了。
Or when after they get married and have children,
这个女孩子不再是女孩子的，是老太太了。
So the young lady is no longer pretty, but become an old lady.
美貌没有了，那么个性也变得烦躁了。
So she lost her youth,And then also become very nagging.
啊，这个男的啊，以前是个子很高很帅，现在头发白了，背驼了。
So this man used to be a handsome man, but now and the hair become white.
这些
and then become bent over.
是这些爱的条件消失了，所以
now when all these conditions.That attract this young man and the woman disappear.
所以这个婚姻就破裂了。
Then the marriage broke down.
神的爱是有大能的。
And thirdly, the love of God is powerful.
我们中国有句话说，爱莫能助。
So there's a Chinese proverb saying, even though I love, but I have no power to restore the situation.
我很爱你，我很愿意帮助你，但是我能力不足。
I really love you, I really want to help you, but my ability prevents me from actually doing so.
主耶稣说，我爱你到底，我就拯救你到底。
So Jesus promised us that he will love us to the end, and he will rescue us to the end.
他没有难成的事。
And nothing is too difficult for our Lord Jesus.
神的爱是不改变的。
And also, the love of our Lord is immutable.
人的爱太容易改变了。
So the human love varies daily.
我常常看到年轻的夫妇结婚。
So I saw many young couples, they getting married.
还没有等到头发白。
So before the heads turn gray,
就有第三者。
And then there's a third person come into their marriage.
变心。
And then they change their love.
啊，所以人的爱是会改变的。
So you know the human love is mutable.
主爱我们是永远不改变的。
But God's love is immutable.
因为他爱我们没有条件，他不是因为我们有多好所以爱我们。
Because he loves us unconditionally, and it's not because we are good, therefore he loves us.
因为他本身就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以他只有爱我们。
So he has no other choice but love us.
他真的没有其他的选择。
So he has no choice but love us.
他非爱我们不可。
And he loves us to that extent.
因为他就是爱。
Because he is the definition of love.
神的爱是不止息的。
So the love of God is unceasing, everlasting.
我们父母爱我们不错。
So yes, our parents love us.
有一天他离开我们，他到天堂去了。他的爱就停止了。
But one day our parents pass away, and they, so the parental love.
我们的主是永远不断的继续的爱我们到永远。
But because our Lord is eternal, so therefore His love toward us is eternal.
神的爱也是基督的爱，是最真诚、最赤诚的。
So the love of God is the most sincere one.
它里面。一点虚假都没有的。
And there's no falsehood in his love.
啊，他爱我们到一个地步，当我们还是罪人的时候，就为我们死。
And he loved us to the extent that yet when we were sinners, he died for our sins.
那是最赤诚的爱。
So this is the most sincere, most earnest love.
也基督的爱，也是神的爱，是最温馨的。
So the love of God is so warm and so fragrant.
你只要尝到他的爱，你就被他的爱绑住了。
So once you taste the love of God, you will be bound by His love.
你就逃不掉。
So you cannot escape.
他的爱是世界上所没有的那么温馨的。
So His love is so warm and so beautiful that no human love can even compare.
有一次有一个在行淫的时候被抓到的妇人。
So in the Bible it talk about a woman who commit adultery and was caught.
这些人为了要试探耶稣。
So those multitudes in order to test, to tempt Jesus,
就把这个妇人带到耶稣的面前问耶稣你要怎么处置她。
And then he brought this woman in the presence of Jesus and asked our Lord, what are you going to do with her?
因为摩西的律法说抓到这样的妇人这样的人要用石头把她打死。
Because according to the law of Moses, for a person like this, we have the right to throw stone at her andput her to death.
如果耶稣说好你们用石头把他打死那么人就说你说你爱你根本就不爱。
So he's a dilemma. If Jesus said, yes, Moses' law is right, so you can throw the stone at her, then people will argue that, see, Jesus, you have no love and compassion.
如果耶稣说算了放了他那么他们就指责耶稣说你犯了摩西的律法。
But on the other hand, if Jesus said, oh, okay, let me forget it, okay, just go in peace, then people will accuse him for violating the Mosaic law.
这样子的情况任何人都逃脱不掉的。
So this is a trap, and no human being can get out of this kind of trap.
唯有这个真正懂得什么是真爱的主耶稣。
And only Jesus who knew what is the authentic love.
他在地上用手指画字。
Can have the wisdom to handle the situation, so he take a stick and write letters on the ground.
没有回答这些要陷害他的群众。
And remain silent for a long time.
那么这些人就鼓动了，就叫他要回答。
So these people ate on one another, and then try to incite people to throw the first stone.
他就直起腰来说，你们当中哪一个人没有犯罪，就先拿起石头来打这个人。
Then Jesus stood up and said to them, if anyone of you have never sinned before, you have the right to take the first stone to throw at this woman.
耶稣用手在地上画字。
Do you know why Jesus writing something on the ground?
圣经没有说他写什么东西。
And the Bible didn't say what he was writing.
但是我们可以想象耶稣是在写什么。
But we can imagine what kind of words that Jesus wrote.
不是凭空想象，是按照圣经推理。
So I'm not imagining what he is writing, but we can reasonably deduct from the Bible what he was writing.
耶稣是不是神？
And first of all, Jesus, is he God?
他当然是神。
Of course he's God.
神有没有用手指写过字？
So do you remember and at what moment that our God used his finger to write things?
他写什么？
What did he write?
第一个石板的十条诫命是神手指写的。
Pair of tablet that the Ten Commandments was written by our God's finger.
啊，我不能仔细讲，这个十诫就是要我们爱神爱人。
So the Ten Commandments we can sum up in two sentences: we ought to love our God and we love our fellow human beings.
那么这些人看到主耶稣所写的都很惭愧，从老到少都走了。
So after they saw what Jesus had written on the ground, and from the oldest to the youngest, one by one, they walk away.
为什么从老到少？
Now you may wonder why from the oldest to the youngest.
为什么老的先走？
Now why did the old man go away first?
老的越老犯的罪越多。
So you old man watch out, or you sin more than the young man.
然后主对这个女人怎么说？
So afterwards, what did Jesus said to this woman?
没有人定你的罪吗？
Are anyone judge you now?
我也不定你的罪。
I'm not judge you also.
我们常常一听到这种场景，都把那个罪人去想象是别人。
So every time when you read this story, we just imagine this sinner is something else, someone else, not me.
我们应该把那个罪人想象成我的话，成我自己。
So if you read the Bible correctly, we ought to identify this sinner with ourselves.
我们犯的罪不比那个女人少。
And the kind of sin that we commit may not be less than this woman.
主赦免了我们的罪。
But our Lord forgive us.
让我们从罪的压制捆绑放出来。
So we can be set free from the bondage and oppression of the sin.
这样的爱是多么的温馨。
So just imagine, this kind of love is so warm and so beautiful and so fragrant.
让我们真是被他的爱，这样的爱吸住，跑不掉了。
We cannot help but be attracted by his love, and there's no way to escape.
然后第四点是要多结果子。
And fourthly, and Jesus said, in order to be his disciple, we must bear fruits.
你说你的生命跟主的生命连接起来了。
So when you said that, did you make connection with your life and Jesus' life?
你有什么表现？
So what kind of deed that you done to prove that?
约翰福音十五章五节，这里主说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And Jesus said, I'm the vine and you the branches. If you connected with me, that you will bear much fruit. If you disconnected with me, you can do nothing at all.
大家不知道你们有没有去种过稻，种过麦子或者是稻米。
And I'm not sure whether you have planted rice or wheat.
那个里面有米的那个稻子，你种下去它才会长。如果是空的，是不会长的。
So the seed must have the kernels. If just an empty shell, it would not sprout and grow.
所以这里主用葡萄树来做比喻，说它是树，我们是枝子。
So this is why Jesus make a parable through.
我们跟他的
vine，
我们的生，我们跟他连接起来，我们的生命就像枝子跟树这样连在一起。
So if we make connection with our Lord, then our life just like the life of the branch and the life of the vine.
这人就多结果子。
So if this is the case, then you will bear much fruit.
那么第八节说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And the result of bearing much fruit is that number one, our Father will be glorified, and number two, you are my true disciples.
所以结果子可以证明我们的生命跟主的生命连在一起。
So if we bear fruit, we can testify that our life is connected with the life of our Lord Jesus.
这个果子是什么呢？
Now what does it mean by fruit?
圣经里面有三种果子。
So in the Bible, there are three kinds of fruit.
一个是圣灵的果子。
And the first one is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
九种果子。
And it amounts to nine categories.
这九个果子都是耶稣基督的属性。
And this nine fruits is really the attribute of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们结果子就是把耶稣基督的属性从我们的生活里面彰显出来。
So when we say we are bearing fruit for Christ, then we are really saying that we live out the life of Christ and make known to the world what kind of character or attribute he has.
第二种果子是嘴唇的果子。
And the second fruit that the Bible talk about is the fruit of our lips.
我们有了主的生命，尝过主恩的滋味。
And for those who have the life of Jesus and have tasted the goodness of our Lord,
我们嘴巴会述说他的恩典，他的荣耀。
Then our mouth will utter the glory and grace of our Lord Jesus done in our lives.
就像刚才诗班唱的诗，真的很好，很好。很美的诗。
So we all enjoy the song we sang before the sermon.
他就带领我们用我们的嘴来颂赞我们的主。
And then the hymn teach us to use our lips to praise our Lord.
结出嘴唇的果子。
To bear the fruit of the lips.
然后另外一种是工作的果子。
And finally, there's a fruit of our ministry.
主对他的门徒说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And Jesus commanded his disciples that go to make disciples of all nations.
门徒除了会生出果子来，还会生殖，门徒要生门徒出来。
So by bearing fruit, that means Jesus' disciples should be able to produce more disciples.
所以主我们知道任何的生命都只要它是生命都有必定有两个现象，一个就是生殖，一个就是生产。
So if as long as it's alive, there's two characteristics. One is to grow and one is to procreate.
对，我讲错了，一个是生长，一个是生殖啊。
One is grow and one is procreate.
生长，你长到成熟了就会结果子。
So if you grow to maturity, automatically, naturally, you will bear fruit.
然后还会生殖。
And then you will bear posterities.
好，我们最后这个结论是什么呢？
And lastly, and we'd like to make a conclusion to this sermon.
主所说的这些这四个点。
So the four points that we mentioned earlier,
能够跟假的门徒分辨出来，就是假的是人造的。
So it's a testimony for us to distinguish what is a false discipleship and the authentic discipleship.
但是真的呢，是不能凭人的智慧、能力、决心、才干做出来的。
So the false discipleship is made by man's effort, man's wisdom, but the authentic discipleship is the result of God's life.
那么耶稣基督真的门徒，他的出生不是人生的，是圣灵生的。
So a true disciple is the one who are born by the Holy Spirit.
那么而且要经过十字架。
And also the process of growing is through the way of the cross.
然后从复活的基督身上长出来，就像枝子从葡萄树长出来一样。
So the essence of this life is the resurrected life of Jesus, and it will grow just like the vine can bear branches.
那么耶稣基督的真门徒，他应该有耶稣身体的遗传基因，因为他是从他长出来的。
So if our life is from Jesus, then we ought to have his spiritual DNA.
他有基督的属性，所以他的生活是像基督的那个样式的生活。
The essence of DNA is the attribute of God. So therefore, we are able to live all our life with this kind of attributes.
他的言行思想是彰显耶稣基督的属性的。
So the way we talk and the way we think and all should manifest the attribute of our Lord Jesus.
而且他能够使别人成为耶稣的门徒。
And also, these attributes can cause other people to be the disciple of Jesus.
那么，有一些圣经，我们刚才说过的，就是凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。
We just said that not all those who claim, who yell out that Lord, Lord, will be able to enter the kingdom of God.
唯有那遵行天父旨意，就是耶稣的真门徒，能够进天国。
Only those who walk in the will of God can enter into the kingdom.
所以，耶稣真门徒的资格就是天国公民的资格。
So the qualification of a true discipleship is the heavenly citizenship.
所以我们现在听过圣经所说的，耶稣所说的这些话，我们要反躬自问，反省我们自己。
So after the sermon, after the scripture, and after all the words that uttered by Jesus Christ, we got to have some retrospection.
我们不要像糠那样被风吹去，结果被火烧掉。
Let us not just like the chaff be blown away and be burned in the unquenchable fire.
我们需要有把握的拥有天国的公民权。
So all the children of God should have the certainty to know that we have the qualification of the kingdom of God.
我们要祷告，求圣灵启示我们，光照我们。
So we need to pray to God so that he can illuminate us to see this truth.
看我们是不是有所欠缺，如果是的话，求主使我们在他再来之前确实妥善的具备这个资格。
And under his elimination, let us think about whether we are deficient of such qualification. If this is the case, we should pray to our Lord and ask him to help us to be well equipped.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，
Our Lord Jesus Christ will love us dearly.
我们感谢你在圣经里面明明地记录你口所说的。
We're so thankful that through the Bible you spoke to us tonight.
我们要遵守你的话。
Let us give us the strength to follow your word.
我们要住在你的生命里面。
And to abide in your life.
我们要背起十字架来跟随你。
And carry our own cross and follow you.
我们要爱人如同你爱我们一样。
We have to love one another just as you love us.
我们要多结果子。
And we ought to bear fruits.
我们知道我们自己软弱。
We know that we're weak and unable.
我们求大能的圣灵帮助我们。
But we pray that a powerful spirit.
让我们在主来之前确实的具备这个天国的资格。
So that before your second coming, we have with certainty such qualification to know that we will enter into the kingdom of God.
我们也愿意成为一个多结果子的人，让荣耀归给天父。
And help us to be fruitful.In order to bring glory to our Heavenly Father.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.